You are listening to Fright One, narrated by me, Leonie Ko. Forty Winks Before Dawn by Kimberly Liam.
On this podcast episode, we will be talking about ways spirits can be placated. Have you ever wondered why the last bus always stops at each stop, even if no one is waiting? Wandering souls actually inhabit the bus stops, waiting for the bus to pick them up and send them off to their rightful destination.
The podcast, which is playing out loud from a guy walking his bicycle past us, making me quickly translate it into English in my head, is interrupted by the welcome jingle from inside the konbini as the door pushes open and my taller friend Ari steps out with a pack of cigarettes. It's strange. I never thought that someone would play a podcast out loud in Japan, let alone in front of a convenience store. Ari unwraps the pack and pulls out a stick wrapped in tobacco leaf, revealing it to be a slim cigar instead. I eye the cigar as she lights it up carefully before taking her first puff. That looks strong. Strong enough to knock me out later, she smiles. I look over Ari's shoulder, past her dark blue scarf, trying to peek into the konbini. Is Sasha done yet? She was still looking at the oden by the cashier when I left. I chuckle. Out of the three of us, our newly pregnant friend probably needs more food for the ride ahead. Ari, Sasha, and I have been friends since secondary school. Ari was the school's it girl, tall, beautiful, and a reassuring presence. Yet, she often finds her beauty embarrassing, especially when she was crowned prom queen. Sasha, on the other hand, is independent and mature beyond her age. Although she may be a bit on the quiet side, she always manages to make conversations fun and stimulating whenever she does get excited. It's fascinating how different we three are. Yet, we can still find contentment in each other's company. We never ran out of topics to talk about, and we enjoy hanging out at different places. We were planning to go on an overseas trip after we all turned 20, so here we are now at 24, traveling around Japan together for 2 weeks. With my prior knowledge of Japanese and majoring in Japanese studies at university, I was able to assume the role of interpreter throughout the trip.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?